God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we exalt your holy name. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration. For Lord, you are worthy to receive our praise. No man, no authority in the heavens and the earth is worthy to receive our praise. Please accept our praise this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The God of mercy, this morning we've come before you. We ask, O God, that you will cause your mercy to avail us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, I commit your word into your mighty hands. I ask, O God, that you will cause your word to prosper in our midst today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let your word find entrance into our lives, into our souls, and into our spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning. God bless you. Please be seated. Today we are continuing with the series of the teaching on Joy Comet Part 2, and we will this morning be taking a sub-theme under the main theme titled The Night Season. We'll go to our text in Psalms chapter 30. Psalms 30, verse 5. And I beg your indulgence if we can read that together at the count of 2. 1, 2, go. For his mercy lasts only a moment, but his favor a lifetime. Weeping may spend the night, but there is joy in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, media. Give me King James. If you can. God bless you. Let's take that again. 1, 2, go. His anger endureth but a moment, but in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I pray this morning that in the name that is above every other name, the favor of God will come upon the life of someone here in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Verse 2. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up, but that which is planted. Verse 3, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. Go to verse 4 and 5. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. If you read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 to 8, it divides the seasons of life into about 28 seasons. Took time to count them. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up, a time to weep, a time to laugh. About 28 of that. But when you come to Psalms chapter 50, verse 5, the psalmist there shrinks these seasons from 28 seasons to 2 seasons. He shrinks it into 2 seasons, broad seasons. Number one, he says, there is a night season which is characterized by weeping. And then he says the second season is the morning season that is characterized by joy. If you want to know which of the seasons you belong to or you are in, it's been determined whether you are in the season of weeping and sorrow, or whether you are in the season of rejoicing and dancing. I ask this morning, which of these two seasons do you want to belong to? Which of the two seasons? Which of the seasons? Night season? Morning season? Why don't you do this short prayer? You say, Father, by your mercy, cause my life to enter into its morning season. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the night season be over my life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Liborom Durobo Shandarawa. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So I said the sub theme for this morning is the night season. We will consider under this sub theme, what is weeping? Since the Bible says that night season is marked, characterized, or identified by weeping. What is weeping? Why do people weep? And then we will talk also about joy is available. In the place of weeping, joy is available. In case you want joy. And by the grace of God, in the second service, the celebration service, we will talk in a lot more details about what is joy. What is joy? How do I transit from the night season into the morning of my joy? We'll also talk at that session on where do I find joy? How do I get joy? In case I don't have joy. In case I had joy and I lost it. How do I regain joy? So I want to encourage somebody this morning that if you are not in a hurry, you could equally wait for the second service, because we will talk a lot more on joy in the second service. Now, what is weeping? The dictionary defines weeping as, Psalms 30 verse 5 characterizes the night season with weeping. So I said, what is weeping? The dictionary defines weeping as to cry, usually because you are sad. That is by Oxford Dictionary. Is to cry because you are sad. The Chambers Dictionary, on the other hand, defines weeping as to shed tears as an expression of grief or other emotions. To shed tears as an expression of grief or other emotion. Now, there are a set of people who study science, the science of psychology. There are scientists who specialize in psychology. They have carried an in-depth study on the meaning and the importance of weeping. They've carried research, various research from all over the world, on what is the meaning and significance of weeping. And they say, amongst other things, the following. They say, most animals, science says man is an animal, true or false, they say so. They say most animals can cry, but only the human being, man, has the ability to shed tears. Other animals can cry, but they can't shed tears. But we have that special ability to shed tears when we are under the emotions of weeping. And they say that it is the shedding of those tears that is weeping, that differentiates it from cry. That a person can cry without shedding tears. And I'm sure you have seen that before too. You have people who can cry without shedding tears. 2 days ago, I was on a flight where we had some mothers with some little children, and it was like a crying competition. One child will begin to cry, and now many of us wanted to sleep. He'll begin to cry, and another will take it up. To the extent that they were making songs with the cry. When you hear a child begin to say, hallelujah.
They cried, no tears, just for their mothers to pet them. But in weeping, tears flow. Tears flow. What else do they say? They say weeping is a different behavior from crying. That crying is said to be the immediate reaction. That crying is the immediate reaction to pain or anger. That people cry when they react to pain or anger. And that it is not always associated with shedding tears. Psychologists also say that weeping is a very complex behavioral pattern of man. And that it induces empathy. That when a person weeps, it causes others around the person to empathize, to feel for the person, to sympathize with the person, to be touched for the person. So they believe that weeping has some positive effect on the health and social interaction. For example, they say weeping is an appeal to others around for empathy. That when a person weeps, psychologically, it appeals to others around them to empathize. And when I read that, I remembered an uncle of mine. A very tough man. But amazingly, nothing breaks him down like weeping. Any woman that goes to him to complain about the husband, you can talk for 5 hours. The man listens to you, he's not touched. But the moment you make the mistake to cry, there and then you see the man shaking. Shaking completely. A cousin's wife came to complain to me about the husband. The man was misbehaving. That cousin worked with that uncle. He was making a lot of money, but he was misbehaving with women. The wife had tried everything and had failed. So she came to appeal to me to intervene. I said, no. Go to that right man. But you know what to do? When you begin into your narration, start crying. Start crying. And by the time you cry, that is the end of the matter. She took my counsel, went to see him. Thanked him for what he has done for the family. And then told him that she was having a nightmare at home from the husband. As she was speaking, tears were flowing. The man brought out his handkerchief and gave her. Don't cry, don't cry. Don't cry. I know what to do, don't cry. He stilled her, sent for the husband, and gave him a piece of flogging with his mouth. So there are people like that, that they can't stand a woman crying or someone crying beside them. It appeals to them, it shakes them up. So weeping could appeal to our empathy. They also say that weeping improves the mood of the person weeping and that it stabilizes the person's mood. Whether that is true or not, have you ever wept? Have you? May you never weep again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that weeping communicates sorrow. And I dare to even add that sometimes weeping could be a product of extreme and unexpected sudden joy. There are some news of joy that comes unexpectedly that you never imagine it. And when it comes, some people react by just weeping. May you weep for joy. Amen. May you weep for joy. Amen. May you weep for joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, why do people weep? The Bible says weeping may endure for a night. Why do people weep? Several reasons. But chief among the reasons, number one, maybe over a loss of something or of an opportunity that is very dear. The Bible gives the example of example in the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 4 and 6. Numbers 11, 4 and 6. Interesting story. The children of Israel on their journey to the promised land began to lust after the things they used to eat in Egypt. They remember that in Egypt, they could eat fish. And that in Egypt, they could eat cucumbers, melon, onions, and garlic. But on their journey, what were they eating? Manna. So what happened? Instead of appealing to God of the heavens to release fish and suya, they began to cry. They began to weep. Let's read the story. Numbers 11, 4 to 6. And the multitude that was among fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. Is that true? Did they eat it freely? The cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. Verse 6. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. So men and women began to cry. Moses came up. Why are you crying? Say, we remember suya in Egypt. We remember fish. We used to eat onions. But on this journey is manna. Why? They remembered a lost opportunity. And they despised the food of angels that God had given them. People sometimes weep because they despise what God has done or has given them. So they wept. I pray for someone here under my voice that in the name of Jesus, you will not despise the goodness of God over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. People also weep on grounds of disappointment or betrayal when they suffer disappointment or betrayal by someone they trusted. It evokes weeping. It evokes weeping. The Bible says in Psalm 60, verse 11, it says, give us help from troubles, for vain is the help of man. When you depend on man, man surely will disappoint you. And so that makes people to weep. I pray this morning that your life will not be dependent on any man. Amen. Your life will be dependent on the Almighty. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Disappointment could be very hurtful. I heard the story of a young man who was in a relationship for several years with a young lady. He promised her marriage. 3, 4 years, 5 years into the relationship, he was still promising. Unknown to the girl, this brother went and married another girl and kept her still waiting for the marriage she was hoping would take place. What do you think this girl will do when she hears the truth? Weeping. I pray again that in the name that is above every other name, God will deliver you from the disappointments of men. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. People also weep by reason of reproach or mockery. I thank God this morning in a workers' meeting, my brother who took the service was speaking about Hannah as if he saw my notes. People weep over this mockery, shame, reproach. The Bible gives the example of Hannah, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 7 to 8. It said, Anna wept because she was going through barrenness. For years, she had been trusting God for the fruit of the womb and never had it. Her rival, Penina, had children, not one, not two, and now began to use her condition to mock her, to make jest of her. So the Bible said Hannah wept when they went to Shiloh. Are you this morning here weeping because of someone mocking you or because of a reproach over your life? Because of delay in conception or delay in even getting a life partner and you are being subjected to undue pressure or reproach, whether from family? Are you here also weeping because you have finished school for years and there is no work? This morning, the mercy of the Almighty God will bring such weeping to an end in the name of Jesus. I traveled with a man 2 days ago who told me he has a child at the age of 42. The boy at 42 is still living with him, still looking for work. I pray for every young man and every young woman here looking for job opportunities or business opportunities. In the name that is above every other name, the favor of the Almighty will come upon you. Amen. Reproach will depart from you in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's a painful thing to go under the mockery of someone. 30 years ago, I remember what happened. My wife and I allowed a relation to squat with us. About that time, my wife was into legal practice. But because of childbearing, it became so difficult to be moving from one court to the other, so she resigned. After childbearing, now she began to look for work and never had one. Now, the lady we allowed to squat with us was a school cert holder. One day, she said to my wife, that whether a person has education or not, she was the same as a person. With your master's degree, you cannot get a job to do. What is the difference with me? What is the difference? We are all in the same boat. That day, my wife went into the room and wept. And wept and prayed God. But the God of heaven heard her voice. Few months thereafter, an offer came from one of the banks appointing her a manager. What do I mean? There is a sting in mockery. For anyone that mocks you, there is a sting. And the sting induces sorrow. I pray one more time. Any sting of sorrow that has been fired into your life or family, today the Lord will remove that sting in the mighty name of Jesus. Why do people weep? People weep also from punishments, whether by man or affliction by God over sin. Sin brings a reproach. Sin has consequences. It invites consequences. When a person willfully sins, he's inviting the punishment or the wrath of God. And that punishment or wrath could cause a person to weep. I pray that this morning, by the grace of the Almighty God, any sin that has held you captive, that has become a source of weeping, today the Lord will separate you from it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. People also weep as a result of painful memories. Painful memories. There are some memories that are very painful. Very painful memories. There is an example in the Bible, the example of Joseph in Genesis chapter 42, 22 to 24. Genesis 42, 22 to 24. The brothers of Joseph came to Egypt to buy corn. By the time they came, they never knew that Joseph, that was a boy, was now a big man. They never knew. And because Joseph had already learned the language of the Egyptians, he spoke like them and looked like them. So when they came, the Bible gives the episode in verse 22 to 24 that they never recognized Joseph. And when Joseph doubted their identity in order to test them to see whether they were still as terrible as he knew them before or whether they had changed, Joseph said, "We'll detain one of you. I don't believe you. You are spies." They now began to speak to themselves in Hebrew. You see what has happened to us? If only we had left Joseph. Why did we do what we did to him? They were speaking in Hebrew. Joseph still could hear Hebrew. Joseph heard what they were saying. At that very moment, he was overcome with emotions. The Bible says he withdrew himself and wept. Why did he weep? Memories. 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 Are there painful memories you are carrying? Memories of past hurt. Deep memories that haunts you anytime you think about them. Many years ago, I used to carry such a memory. I had a terrible uncle that spoke very hurtful words to me. I was in Form 1 or Form 2. I visited him one day. He asked me, "What school are you?" I told him, "When will you graduate?" I calculated the years and told him, "Sir, by the time you reach that, Jesus would have come." The years were too many. Jesus would have come. So the mind of a child, I went back and told my father. I said, "Your brother says Jesus will come by before I finish. So why am I in school?" My father asked me, "He told you that?" I said, "Yes." But he had children who were in primary school. I was in secondary school. He said, "Before I finish, Jesus will come." I was wasting my time. So as I grew, I understood the meaning of what he told me years back. He did not want me to become anybody in life. Else, how would you tell a child that he was wasting his time in school? And this man was a teacher himself. So anytime I remember that, it hurt me. And even when God had blessed me in the place of my work, I found it difficult to be a blessing to this man. Until one day, God had to deal with me. Until one day, God had to deal with me. And what did God do? I was going home on a Christmas. He said, "I should buy a very big gift for this man." I said, "This man? This man that didn't want me to be anything and anybody in life? How?" He said, "I should do so." I obeyed. Got a very big, expensive gift and took it to him. After I obeyed, that was the last day I had the sting of that pain. I don't know who is here this morning, that there are some memories that gives you sorrow. Whenever your mind veers off to it, suddenly you feel very sad. In the name that is above every other name, the blood of Jesus will wipe away every such painful memory today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Why do people weep? People weep sometimes because of grief. Grief over the loss of a loved one. Grief. The Bible tells us the story in the book of Luke chapter 7, 11 to 15. The story of the widow of Nain. The Bible says she lost her only son. She was a widow. The husband had died. Now the only son that she was looking up to spend old age under his care, had died. But thank God, as they were heading for the funeral, they encountered Jesus. Jesus saw the woman. He had compassion over her. And he released the golden words that the ears of the woman had been waiting for. She said, "Weep not. Weep not." The Bible says he touched the bier and asked the boy to arise. Today, under the sound of my voice and under the authority of the Almighty God, I speak to someone who is grieving. That weep not in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let your weeping come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus. So it doesn't matter what may have caused you to weep, whether it was a loss, whether it was disappointment, whether a betrayal, whether a reproach, whether mockery, or whether affliction, or even painful memory. There is good news. The good news is that there is joy in the morning. There is joy in the morning. God does not desire you to remain in sorrow, for your life to be perpetually tied in sorrow and weeping. So he offers a morning of joy. He offers a morning of hope. He offers a morning of rejoicing. Psalm 16 verse 11 says, "For thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At their right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." Joy can only be found in Jesus. Only in Jesus. The Bible says, in his presence, there is fullness of joy. So people who carry the presence of God, they carry joy. Joy can only be found in Jesus. You may be here. You have not yet met Jesus, your Lord and your Savior. But the good news is, if you make up your mind to do so today, you will find joy. You will find joy. God will fill your heart with joy. That joy will not be dependent on circumstances around you. It will not be dependent on your environment. Which is why a Joseph, who was a prisoner, had so much joy inside him, even as a prisoner, that he went about looking after people who were depressed. If there was anybody who should be depressed in prison, that should have been Joseph. Why? Because he did not commit any wrong before they sent him to prison. If there was anybody who should be depressed, it should be Joseph. Why? Because God had made a promise to him that the moon and the stars will bow before him. But here he was in the prison, contrary to the promise God had made for his life. But because Joseph had the presence of God, he was a carrier of the presence of God. His circumstances could not affect him. They could not affect his mood. He was a carrier of joy. Jesus wants to make you also a carrier of joy. Joy that will not be dependent on whether you have money or not. Joy that will not be dependent on whether your husband is a good guy or not. Joy that is not dependent on whether your wife is kind to you or not. Joy that is not dependent on whether you have the partner you desire or not. Joy that is just inner, that begins to flow within you. So if you are here this morning and you want to have a taste of this joy, and you have not released your life to Jesus, this morning is opportunity to do so. All heads bent, all eyes closed. You are here this morning. You have not yet received Jesus as Lord and Savior. Or you did, but the troubles of life made you to backslide. Or that you are carrying sorrow, grief, pain. You want the Almighty God today to open the door, the window of joy into your life. You want to come to Jesus and ask Him to be your Lord and Savior. Is there such a fellow in our midst? All you need to do is just raise your hand. I want to agree with you in prayers. Just to agree with you in prayers. God bless you, my brother. Raise the hand very well. Let the Lord see you. God bless you, my brother there. God bless you. Any more hands? God bless you. Today is your day. God bless you. God bless you over there too. God bless you, my brother there as well. God bless you. Any more hands? Any more hands? Any more hands? God bless you. Please come. I want to agree with you in prayers. God bless you, my brother there. Thank you. God bless you. Please come. Come, come, come. Come, 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 my brother. Come, come. Come, come. I want to agree with you in prayers. Come, 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 come. God wants to give you a new day. A new day of hope. A new day of joy. A new day of joy unspeakable. Thank you, Jesus. For the rest of us, let's stretch our hands to these, our brethren, and ask that the Almighty God receives them and forgives them of every sin. Ask God to forgive them and to cleanse them and give them a new beginning. You follow my brother over there leading the banner there. He will speak with you and give you a card to fill. God bless you. Amen. Let's put our hands together for these brethren. Shall we stand, please? You will take just a prayer. And I'd like you to pray the prayer with all your heart. To pray this prayer with all your heart. You will say, Father.
Father.
Father. Let the night of weeping,
night of sorrow,
night of reproach,
end
over my life,
end
over my family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the night of sorrow, oh God, night of weeping, night of reproach, night of pain, Lord, let it end over my life, let it end over my family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it end, oh God. Every night of sorrow, that let it come to an end, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let it come to an end, oh God. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. Night of reproach, let it come to an end, oh God. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever represents a night of sorrow in my life, in the life of my family, in the life of my wife, in the life of my husband, in the life of my children, Father, let it come to an end, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let it come to an end, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let it come to an end, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let it come to an end, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, oh God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Eternal Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you for the opportunity to hear from you. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, this morning we pray that whatsoever represents the night of sorrow, night of grief, night of pain, night of shame, night of reproach over our lives, over the lives of our families, over the lives of our loved ones. Lord God of the heavens and earth, let it come to an end now in the name of Jesus. In the place of sorrow, in the place of weeping, in the place of grief, Father, release joy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for answer to prayers. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And amen.